The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 22, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
About the age runners. Yeah, this is a whole
thing. Sunday, what is it?
Sunday Chronicle. Like Deccan Chronicle, the biggest distributed English paper in this area.
What is this, Rath Yatra?
Yes.
In New York.
The Rath Yatra conquering.
Yes, I told you, Rath Yatra.
Conquered the world.
I saw of the Communist Party.
Yes. Says underneath, Rath Yatra in foreign lands.
Huh?
Rath Yatra in foreign lands. That's the caption underneath the picture.
What is it?
Just here.
Rath Yatra in foreign lands.
Hare Krishna Swami. So read it, read it.
Hare Krishna Swami.
Speak up, sir.
Man has unraveled many mysteries in his progress from barbarism to civilization. In his relentless pursuit of knowledge and his bid to add to his storehouse of information about the myriad mysteries of the universe, he has outstepped the boundaries of the earth and turned his attention to outer space, and at present he is trying to determine whether life exists on Mars. But even though he has climbed a long way up the ladder of knowledge, the great mystery of all baffles him still, the mystery of God. Who is God? What is the relationship between man and God? Why should man try to realize God? These are some of the questions which have been engaging the attention of all thinking men from times immemorial. The search for God has been going on down the ages because the supreme being is God, and to know Him is to know the truth of all things, in all forms, in time, as well as in space. The destiny of man is unity with God, for man is essentially inseparable from God. It is this knowledge which helps man to attain the state of eternal satisfaction, or moksha. But for self-knowledge, moksha will be impossible. And self-knowledge will be impossible of attainment, but for those divine messengers who throw light on the path of our lives. Whenever true knowledge, spiritual knowledge, begins to vanish from the face of the earth and tends to lapse into oblivion, the divine messengers revive that knowledge and nourish it with the vitality of their own experience. These divine messengers seek to awaken man to the knowledge of his real heritage. One such divine messenger is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
He made the ground.
Very nice. He's really like an essay.
We should send this to Blitz.
Yes.
This article.
Yes.
Because they have said ungodly, and he is saying...
Divine messenger.
Yes, he is saying...
Wonderful.
Divine messenger.
Yes. Please send and get some copies and send this as editor Karanji.
Yes.
He is not you, he is a Parsi.
No, I don't
know. Yes. One.
ISKCON, which is a worldwide non-sectarian movement dedicated to propagating the message of the Vedas for the benefit of mankind. The society was founded in 1966 by Swami Prabhupada, who had come to the United States a year earlier on the order of his spiritual master to teach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. Over the years, ISKCON has steadily grown in popularity and influence, and today it is widely recognized by the theologians, scholars, and laymen as a genuine and important spiritual movement.
Theologians. Scholars,
all authorities.
And then she said,
at present, there are 108 ISKCON centers in 30 countries throughout the world. These centers enable full-time members to live in close association, following the principles of Vedic life, and also provide a place where interested visitors can learn about the philosophy and culture of Krishna consciousness and participate in its various functions. The basis of the movement is to chant is the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. The The chanting of this mantra is the most recommended means for spiritual progress in this age, as it cleanses the mind and enables one to transcend the temporary designations of race, religion and nationality, and to understand one's true identity as an eternal spiritual being. In other words, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can directly experience self-realization and lead a blissful life. The devotees experience divine ecstasy in singing the holy names of God to the accompaniment of musical instruments. The Hare Krishna devotees, as a prerequisite for the serious pursuit of spiritual life, voluntarily abstain from meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxication and gambling. The Krishna conscious lifestyle is based on the principles of living, of simple living and high thinking. Devotees rise very early, about 3:30 a.m., and spend the morning hours in meditation and study. During the day, the main activity is preaching Krishna consciousness. Many devotees go out to public places to distribute the society's books and its official journal, Bhakti Godhead magazine, which has a monthly circulation of more than 1 million copies in 14 different languages. In addition to book distribution, devotees engage in a variety of activities, including teaching, artistic pursuits, and farming. The qualification in Krishna consciousness is not what kind of work one performs, but that it be done in the spirit of devotion to God. For the first time, Swami Prabhupada has introduced Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath of Puri in the Western world. This festival is now being conducted in the major cities of the world, like San Francisco, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, London, Paris, etc. Millions of people relish the taste of pulling the transcendental rath and partake of Krishna Prasad. Another of ISKCON's projects is New Vrindavan, a model 1,000-acre Krishna conscious community farm in the hills of West Virginia. This is ISKCON's first venture in protecting cows from going to the slaughterhouses. Over 400 cows.
Take care of the cows.
Yeah.
And?
This is ISKCON's first venture in protecting cows from going to slaughterhouses. Yeah. Over 400 cows give 1,200 liters of milk daily, providing natural healthy products like butter, ghee, etc. And especially milk sweets like gulab jamun, rasgulla, etc.
Mm.
These are just the names for those.
And that's how that. And close.
ISKCON has generated many community farming centers like New Vrindavan, providing the ideal atmosphere of a busy yet peaceful village fully devoted to spiritual progress. Swami Prabhupada has also established the first Krishna conscious Gurukul in the West. In the West, a primary school in Dallas, Texas. They missed that thing. Swami Prabhupada has also established the first Krishna conscious school, Gurukul, in the West, a primary school in Dallas, Texas, for 100 boys and girls between the ages of 5 and 15. Soon after its success, many such Gurukuls have sprung up all over the world. Aside from teaching reading, writing, mathematics, geography, etc., the Gurukul teaches a child how to cultivate God consciousness. Once a year, the members of ISKCON journey to the society's international headquarters at Shridhar Mayapur, 90 miles north of Calcutta, and the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the site of a 10 crore rupees international Vedic village, comprising of community farming projects, high-class Gurukul school, free medicinal facilities, and handloom weaving center. An institute of Vedic studies is proposed to be established at this site. Other major ISKCON centers in India are in Vrindavan, Bombay and Kurukshetra, the site of a 3 crore rupee international Sanskrit university. This project will be sponsored by Alfred Ford, a nephew of Henry Ford. This will be the cultural... This will be the cultural gateway...
Nephew of Ford, that's a fact.
Yes.
And Fred is from the daughter's side.
Oh, daughter's side.
Mm. So, present Mr. Ford, his nephew, certainly, because daughter's side. His mother is the daughter, his granddaughter of Henry Ford. And Fred's mother is the granddaughter of Henry Ford. Therefore, the present Ford is the maternal uncle of help us.
This will be a cultural gateway of India for the people of the world. Hyderabad is the South Indian headquarters for ISKCON in India. The magnificent Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Temple at Nampally Station Road, inaugurated by Swami Prabhupada, will serve as a centre of the cultural, spiritual, educational and social activities aiming to uplift the lives of people here. According to Sri Mahamsi Swami, the president of the society here, the devotees will hold seminars in colleges, factories, business centres, universities, schools, etc. to teach the techniques of spiritualizing the day-to-day life. Deity worship, accompanied by the constant chanting of the holy names, will be a special feature at the center. Besides, there will be daily classes in Sanskrit, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and the Upanishads. There will be a Vedic library consisting of Swami Prabhupada's books and various books on comparative study of religion. The cassette library will be a special feature here. Devotees will travel into towns and villages and do Sankirtan for the uplift of the masses. ISKCON Hyderabad is introducing for the first time in South India its major 600-acre community farming project, 40 kilometers from Hyderabad, to benefit about 20,000 villages. Besides regular free nutritional food distribution program, ISKCON is also planning to set up a modern high-yielding 600 cows dairy farm, handloom centers, nature cure hospitals, and Gurukul school project. Swami Prabhupada's most substantial contribution, however, is to be found in his books, a veritable storehouse of knowledge and wisdom. He has written more than 50 books so far, explaining the principles of Krishna or God consciousness in a logical, practical, and scientific way. Through his books, people are understanding the eternal wisdom of the ancient Indian scriptures. That ISKCON has made a significant contribution to the intellectual, cultural, and spiritual life of contemporary man is obvious from the fact that people of all ages and
very important article.
A very good article.
Yes. Yeah. In detail, it's everything.
Yes.
Can you purchase some copies?
Of varying degrees of education and from many walks of life. Students, teachers, scientists, servicemen, laborers, and professionals. Indeed, numerous races, creeds, and nationalities are attached towards it. The unifying characteristics that bring such diverse individuals to Krishna consciousness are high ethical standards and a sincere desire to understand spiritual truth. To make a pleasure loving and easygoing.
Easygoing life?
No, To make a pleasure-loving and easy-going Western youth to shed his fashionable dress and make him give up his dearly cherished beefsteaks, wine and women, cannabis and LSD, and don the saffron robe, shave his head, hold the danda and chant Hare Krishna is no mean achievement. That ISKCON has made thousands of Western youths perform this seemingly impossible task is an eloquent testimony of the impact it has made on the life of the contemporary West. ISKCON does offer to the modern man a haven of refuge from the complexity and anxiety of present-day life. The society has indeed set before itself a noble and laudable ideal of producing men.
When an English man were ruling over this country, and Gandhi had to do so much labor, his life sacrificed,
yes.
Somehow or other they were gone. Now the same Englishman is working here,
yes.
As book distributor.
Yes, yeah, right.
Who was our ruler?
Yes.
So whose achievement is better, Gandhi's, yes, or mine?
Yours.
And one Englishman is giving me massage.
Yes, right.
This rascal criticizing me. But they have come to me for money.
Hmm.
They are poor, or they are illiterate fools. They have come to me for money or some material gain. No. Unless they are convinced about the spiritual gain, why they should give me such a service? Then they have no eyes to see.
No, because in India, many Indians, when they approach a guru, they want something. But we didn't have to approach you for anything.
That is the speciality. The guru, one should go to guru to serve as menial servant. That is acceptance of Guru. That is your point. Nichavat. Nicha means minion. Just as minion servant, he does everything. Similarly, to live with Guru means to serve him as a menial servant. That is Vedic in nature. Nichavat. You should not be proud that I am coming from such royal family, I am coming from such rich family. And that tendency is turned up from the child. A child does not know. Just like Pradyumna's son. You can engage him in any menial service. He does not discriminate. He's tender. So this is Gurukul. The very word is used, Nichava. He gives service to the Guru, just like menial service. And this training being given from the childhood, he does not know what is low and what is high. The spiritual master asked to do some, and Krishna went to the forest to collect some dry wood. Vasudeva's son, his royal family, but he had to go. And all of a sudden there was storm and what is called?
Lightning. Thunder.
No.
Hail.
Hailstorm. Oh. And they become entrapped in the jungle whole night. And then on the morning, Guru with other disciples came to search out them. And the Sudama Vipra and Krishna was stranded and they are found out and then taken back. So even Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he served the Guru as menial. The Guru's wife asked him, bring some fuel from the jungle, and they went to me. This is Guru. No, I mean, say, prestigious position. Guru has said, has to be done. This training. And then?
Just a few more sentences.
Mm.
The society has indeed set before itself a noble and laudable ideal of producing men and women of high character, sincerity, and God consciousness.
Send this
rascal. And also to Om Mehta.
You send, he knows it. God woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will sign my name.
You have mentioned several times my name,
yeah.
So for your benefit and to open your eyes, I am sending one article. Please read. What is carnivore? Simply like this.
I have to go to Delhi for my carnet. I will go to the office, the Blitz office, and bring them this personally.
That's all.
You have written about me, but I would like to present you this article.
Yes, for your money.
Yes. Yes, that is
a good idea. So you are keeping good health?
Oh yes, very good health.
So... Where from just now we are coming?
Well, we've just come from eastern coast. We came down from Calcutta through Vishakhapatnam and Vijayawada.
Mm.
We took some orders in Guntur.
Guntur.
And before that we
Guntur,
went...
Guntur, there is a university?
Yes, there's a new one, yes.
Mm.
Nagarjuna.
Guntur, our Krithamana has got a branch there.
Oh, he has that.
Is it not? Gauriyama, they have got branch.
In Vishakhapatnam.
No, that is another. In Guntur, yes.
I didn't see.
Vishakhapatnam, there is one, my God brother.
Puri. Yes.
Puri Maharaj.
Yes.
Did you go there?
No. But we saw some books which they published and they had your picture in the front, actually.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, on just on the inside page, your picture was there.
Mm. So Guntur, you received order from?
The state regional library.
Oh.
It's the most prestigious library in Andhra Pradesh.
Mm.
They took a complete order.
Both?
Both? Both, all the books.
Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavata.
Yes.
Standing order?
Yes, standing order. In Vishakhapatnam University also, standing order for all the books. We'll probably go back to Guntur again, and I think we'll make some more orders there next week. But it was Saturday, and some of the colleges were closed, so we couldn't see the professors.
Keep your health, man.
Yes.
because Indian climate sometimes does not suit. Eat simple things, fruits,
vegetables.
Don't be miser in the matter of, but don't eat porridge as meat. Eat satisfyingly.
Yes, I have also told they should eat nice fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yes.
So they will keep healthy.
Vegetable foods, very innocent. Little milk, that's good.
Yes.
If you don't eat this food grain, that is pepper.
Better.
Oh, yeah. Vegetable and fruits and milk, that is sufficient.
Very easy to digest.
There is no question of disease. But for our tongue taste, we eat so many cooked food. But if we eat vegetables, boiled vegetables and fruit and milk, we suffer. Ekadashi. Daily Ekadashi. And this peanuts, a few grains, not much, very much. Cashew, you know. Thank you very much for your watching so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bhaiya. Bas. You become a guru. Actually, you are doing the guru's work. There is a message from Krishna. Jare dakho. Whomever you meet, tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Either you speak personally or give him
a book.
Buddhi yogam lalamitam. As soon as we decide to work for Krishna, very sincere. What is this Krishna crossword? This is gambling.
Krishna crossword puzzle.
Oh. Crossword's a gambling?
Gambling?
Is it not gambling?
No, it makes it.
They give clues and it's to make you think.
They give a clue, they say.
And there is prize.
Huh? No, I don't think there is prize. There is in the other newspaper. Maybe not in this, but they do offer prize.
Yeah. They offer
prize. If you send in, then they choose prize.
So they give what? Originally we can prize.
Yes.
Otherwise, this Karmi, why this waste their time?
They
wanted some prize.
They sometimes they print their names in the next issue. Last week's winner was
winner. That means prize winner.
There's no mention of any reward. Just
anything of this fourth prime regulation. Sundarji. Yatra papa chaturvida. Chaturvida, four kinds of papa. Sinful action. From the very beginning, because I introduced this, no chaturvidha, four kinds of papa. Therefore, our society is now so respected.
Yes.
From the very beginning, we are following to keep these principles in four forms. This is appreciated by anyone. Mm. Even he is himself a devotee, he will appreciate.
Yeah. Yes, they will have respect.
Nice. A person may be a big drunkard, but he will never like to see his son drunkard. That is natural.
Mm. Yes. My father, he used to smoke, but he said, you should not smoke.
You said like that?
Yes, I think all fathers must say.
Yeah, mine did too. One day I walked in with a cigarette, so he beat me because I was smoking and I was only 14 or something. So then I said, but you were doing the same thing. And he beat me even more.
They say, I'm old enough to do it. You are not.
When you are an old man, you become a devout. But don't become that. If it is a good thing, why older and younger?
But that is true. Our relatives, especially close relatives, parents, when they see...
But this is natural.
They can see immediately.
These things are not good. They know it, but they are habituated. But they do not like that son should be habituated.
Yes.
That is natural. Your father predicted about Brahmananda that this boy will be a saintly man.
Yes.
Yes. He will not be a convert. From the beginning he could understand. How did he understand?
Because his tendencies were never in the business field. He was an intellectual. He used to read a lot and he was interested in religion. In college he took courses in religion.
And when he first came to me, he expressed that I was searching the institute. Now I joined. And he was getting at that time $400.
Yes, a school teacher.
Yes. So he was paying everything, almost. He was getting money. And then he brought him.
I got a picture of
him. Oh, you again?
I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
I have a picture of Gagamuni Swami when he was still in, he still had hair and carry clothes.
Shakespearean locks.
hair in this picture is a bit cropped up. You had a big bang.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then that was later.
You are sailing back to Godhead on this street.
Yeah, in a Porsche car.
That time, how many copies were printing?
We were printing 500 to 1,000. We started at 500, then 1,000.
Then when Brahmananda proposed that we can get it printed, from Japan, but they want order for 20,000 minimum. So I said yes. 501,000 we are selling, and he proposed 20,000. Well, yes, the order. Now 2 million.
The biggest one I think was that bicentennial issue. What was that? It's increasing anyway every year.
The woman alone was hesitating how 20,000 per month is something.
Yes, we were all afraid.
I said yes. We thought that. Then the Tamal Krishna, he helped.
He was in book distribution from the
From Los Angeles.
Yes.
From their sales.
Yeah.
They were sending.
He gave impetus for distribution. Then we got entitlement. Other party. Where those mimeograph machine gone?
I don't know. After I went to San Francisco, they should be preserved.
Yes.
The beginning. We could still use them.
I paid $150.
Yes.
I had collected. They wanted $100 each, $125 each. So I went there that I want two machines, but I've got $150 on. So he wanted to throw away medicine. All night he take two medicine. So I gave him $150 and took out two medicine. I think it is more costly.
Yes, oh yeah. Those are heavy duty machines. Maybe they were old, but they were good.
No, they're working nice.
Yes.
And the printer was that boy.
Yeah, Ranchor.
Ranchor. Spoiling so much.
Yes, so much.
He brought $500 from his grandfather.
Yes. He donated.
His father and mother divorced. So he used to visit sometimes his grandfather, father's father. So naturally his grandfather, when he used to visit, he gave him some money.
Then he gave it to you?
Hmm?
Then he gave it to you?
Once he gave him. Krishna is giving us encouragement. Religious, philosophical, though, as soon as they hear of it, they immediately say, no. That is the natural tendency.
But here in India, when they see that a white man has taken to the Vaishnava religion.
That influence.
They are so much respectful.
Yeah, natural. That's Chief Minister said.
Yes, it is a reversal of history.
So that was my policy, that I shall go America, and if the Americans become devotees, then these Rascals will be automatically. There they could not appreciate when I started, wanted to start this movement. They refused to leave their son.
They always say a preacher is never appreciated in his hometown.
Swamiji, what benefit there will be, like becoming Brahmin by devotee. They have to earn their livelihood. Spiritual culture in India practically rejected. They are convinced with the idea that for spiritual culture we are so much behind this material. That is the poor
conviction. Anyone
who comes, he must be given prasadam.
What is the benefit that they get exactly?
Benefit?
There have been so many concoctions, oh, they will take human birth, they will take this. What is the actual benefit that the Kamala will get when he takes prasadam?
Prasadam means the mercy of Krishna.
Mercy. So there is actually.
By eating, they are getting mercy. Krishna varo dayamaya, korivari jivaya. Saprasad anna dilabhai, saprasad anna dilabhai. Sai prasad anna pao, Radha Krishna guna gao, preme dako chaitra
nama. Because some devotees, they are saying...
Krishna varam dayamaya, because he wants eating. So he is giving his mercy through eating. Eating, nobody will refuse. So by eating, he is being favored by Krishna. This is the problem. You understand Bengali? Krishna Bhara Dhyama is very merciful. Parivari Jivhaja, we are accustomed to eat, go to the restaurant, go to the hotel, go to here and there at home and so on, simply eating. So this is Jivhalam Patta, prostitution of the tongue. Just like a woman prostitute is not satisfied with one man. Similarly, our tongue is like prostitute. It is not satisfied with three people. Sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes on the street, sometimes on the restaurant, sometimes in the hotel. Irregular prostitution. It is called tongue prostitution. There are prostitution of three things. Prostitution of the tongue, prostitution of the belly, and prostitution of the genital. Three kinds. Udara upastha bega. Jivha udara upastha. Straight line. So, to stop this prostitution is to control the tongue. The tongue prostitution means he wants to eat varieties of foodstuff. Krishna asa, Krishna is so merciful, all right, he will eat varieties of foodstuff. Then tongue prostitution is controlled, and naturally the belly and the genital. Krishna bala dayamaya, parivare jiva joy to. All victory over the tongue, he has given variety. Therefore, all nice things will be offered to Krishna, and then get prasad. They will be benefited.
Krishna
bala dayamaya, parivare jiva joy. Joy means to conquer over the tongue. If you do not give tongue Krishna prasadam, then the tongue will dictate. Why not go to the restroom? Mm-hmm. This is the process. Give everyone nice prasadam. His tongue will be conquered and he will be conquered. He is able to conquer over the prostitution of the senses, and then he'll become a devotee. Oh, Hyderabad papers have given us good.
Oh yeah, very good writing.
Very nice.
Any reasonable person is appreciated.
So how the books are being supplied? From Bombay?
Well, when we were working from Bombay, Bombay was sending them by rail, but now Garga Muni Swami, he has given us some books to supply immediately to the libraries.
Hmm.
And then others that we can't, if we don't have enough to supply all the libraries, he's going to arrange for more to be sent. I think he wants to send a van, a vehicle around all the colleges to deliver the books.
He makes some good profit. Never mind. The books are distributed, that is our satisfaction. Let anyone make some profit, don't mind.
No, he wants to send one of our vehicles around, yeah?
Never mind. The books must reach there.
Yes, yes.
That is my...
One way or the other, the books will get there.
Yeah, that's... doesn't matter. They are not after profit.
Besides any profit, it goes towards the development of Krishna consciousness?
Yes. So what is the total amount?
Of standing orders? So many... Over 200.
Anyway, wherever you go,
yes,
they take it.
Yes, always. Practically every college will take something at least. If they don't have enough money for the full standing order, at least they take some books out of respect. Everywhere they're very respectful. And everyone has heard of you and the work that you've done.
They like?
Oh, very much. People are very impressed. In the Western world, people are so much unfavorable towards us, but here in India, they treat us like kings. Sometimes when I come to college, they practically touch my feet and give me all kinds of foodstuffs and drinks. And very nice culture. Hmm. Even in the West, they are not so favorable, but still everybody has heard of Krishna. Everybody has heard of the Hare Krishna people.
There's only 5 first initiations. Those ladies, I told them to wait some more time. Because they were still drinking tea and coffee till yesterday.
If they promise they will give up, then we can give.
I already told them, you please. They said they will give up, but I said that you...
No, if they promise, you can give.
But they are waiting. What should I tell them now? I just now told them...
Tell them that if you promise from today, you will give up.
They promised.
Then they also give.
All 5 of them?
Oh, yeah. If they have promised, you should. Simply, you don't break promise. If you have promised, do it. That's it.
Another thing was what is the position of ladies being initiated? They are young girls, they may get married to someone outside the society.
But she can chant. Yes. And observe the rules and regulations. What is that?
Even if her husband does not follow?
No, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Is individual.
Okay. Then there'll be 5 more. Now I have
my sister, when she was married, so her father-in-law, they're all eating fish. So the new girl, 10 years, 11 years old, says she has given this food stuff with fish and everything. So she was crying. So her mother-in-law, why you're crying? No, we do not touch all these things. See, we are a special cooking for her. So her husband and other members are taking fish, but she never touches. She never touches. She does not know what is fish.
Okay. So there will be...
If one wants to keep oneself pure, he or she can keep herself pure in any circumstance.
Yes. Okay. And there will be 2 second initiations, 2 devotees from here. Okay. So I will talk to them again. Because just now I told them you must wait 1 month more.
No.
So they were willing to.
They promised.
So I'll tell them like that. Okay. The names and the beads will be given downstairs by your grace. You will be coming down.
Yes.
They come up, yeah.
At least 2 more.
So Krishna will recognize your service. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Natata smar manushe su paschit me priyati. You are distributing this knowledge, so you become immediately recognized. Very dear servant. Very confidential servant of Krishna. He says person, Natata smar manushe. Among the human beings, those who are doing this preaching, nobody is dearer than this person to me, anyone. You have read that?
That's in 18th chapter?
Yes. But to be quickly recognized by Krishna, this is the shortcut process. He never says those who are sitting in a secluded place meditating or chanting, doing nothing. He never says that they are my very dear devotees. But those who are preaching, Nachatasma Manusya, Upasthit Me. That's why the government takes more care for the soldiers, especially when there is fighting. They are giving life for the state. So their comfort first concerns. In the war field, enough supply, anything the soldiers require. Enough supply. Sometimes the store is blown out. and it's still another soul. So therefore supply is satisfied. Since supply has become controlled. Whatever they want, supply is. The Britishers, British Prime Minister saying, in the village, they let loose the soldiers to rape anyone.
The sergeants and the corporals who go first. The leaders of the battalion, they will go first to start to ravage and loot. And then all the other men will follow.
Okay. Everywhere, huh? So I've seen in Calcutta, outside villages. So my maternal uncle's house was there, Ballyhoon. So when they used to come, there was a, what is called, new man or soldier, something. They'll capture any woman from this street. No restriction.
They're simply killing.
Huh?
They're simply killing for no reason. And therefore this killing turns just into, they turn into animals. So when they see a woman, crazy.
So everywhere the same business, the soldiers are let loose from the villages.
What is the program? Will you be coming down?
Why not? Yes. As soon as ready, I shall go.
As soon as ready, you will come.
Huh?
We're not waiting for any minister or something to come or anything?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be in there.
Let's see if he's coming actually, otherwise,
but.
God,
but as soon as we're ready, you will come down.
Yeah.
Okay,
everybody is completely unhappy. Nobody is happy in England. The rich men, once they were happy, now they are having their money taken away by the government. They are taxing all the time. And the poor people, they have nothing anyway. Nobody has anything to talk about, nothing to be proud of in England. Everybody is leaving. Every day in the newspaper you read, such and such is happening.
You are English, man.
It's a simple reaction.
Yeah, England is not very nice.
They expanded their empire. Where is that empire now? The expansion of empire began during Victoria's time. Victoria's time.
Even before that, though. Even before that, because they were going out in the ships in America and all.
The first Elizabeth time. That was the beginning.
Queen Elizabeth the First.
That they went to America at that time. Pilgrim.
So, what is the time of Elizabeth?
That was 1600 to 1700.
Yeah.
It's 400 years ago.
So within 400 years, everything
changed. Yeah.
Everything built up and everything.
You said before it was all propaganda.
Now the Indians are coming from India, setting up big business in England. They are controlling big factories, business, so many mills, everything. In Manchester, where I come
there
from,
there is an agitation to drive out the Indians.
Now they are trying to drive out because they know they have money. They are taking over.
Money and intelligence. They can organize very nicely. And they're not extravagant.
Yes. European
Americans, as soon as they get money, they spend it. Then Indians have to save something. I saw in London, almost all Indians have got their own house. Maybe small house, it doesn't matter, but they have got their own cottage. Every Indian. And they're living very comfortably. Englishmen, local men, renting.
Big block.
And many Indians have come from Africa.
Kenya.
Uganda especially.
Uganda.
They got English citizenship. Now they cannot refuse them legally.
There is one group, the National Front group. They're trying to stop the citizenship.
Yes.
Because the government, they are saying, yes, we will make you citizens, you come here, get business. And they are fighting against this.
Now they are refusing citizenship to the children.
Yeah.
Children born from Indians in England, naturally they should be citizens. But now they are refused.
They're making all of them get 6 months down. Any Indians, they give them 6 month visas. That's partly the reason why India is now thinking to impose visa regulations on the British, on British people who come here.
Why that India? Why not make the world citizen so much space? Let anyone go anywhere and live as he likes.
Nationalism.
Yes. International. Why this? But a short-sighted view. You cannot come here. Everyone is God's son. And everything belongs to God. If one finds opportunity in some place, let him have it. I think if this is adopted by the United Nations, immediately the face of the world will change. The Chinese and the Indians, they are very expert. If they are given place, they can immediately turn that place into a nice food producing village. They can do that. And you can produce anything usable from anywhere according to the plan. Especially in America, the facility is very, very great. So many jungles. The jungles are cut, the wood can be used for making house, and the field can be used for producing food, and milk, cows, everything. Around our Vrindavan, there are many places.
Both have Pennsylvania farmers at 100 acres of woods.
Especially in America. So there is enough place. And England also, there is enough place. They are not being utilized.
Even my father, he has one big house with some land, you know, 1-2 acres of land. I said, I put this to him, I told him, I said, why you cannot just live simply? You have enough room for one cow, which is enough milk for you, for 4 people, they live there, my 2 sisters. Like that, one cow, you can grow vegetables, you can have an apple tree, a pear tree, like this, you can have everything.
How did he say?
To buy anything.
We shall purchase meat and eat.
Yeah. We need meat. He says, we need meat. He's a doctor. He's saying he needs meat. Mm-hmm. I have not been eating meat for 4 years. There's nothing wrong with me.
And when there is no vegetables, where do you get meat?
He says, oh.
After you must have sufficient vegetables for eating by the cows. But if there is no vegetable, then where you get meat? Actually, in Europe it is being done that there is drought, there is no rain, there is no grass.
All is brown.
Brown.
Minister of Endowments here.
Okay.
The Minister of Endowments.
Yeah. Aye, aye. Thank you. Bye.